All right, and welcome back to another Three Dudes 3D podcast. I'm your host, TJ Duckett, and this is episode number 8 now, I believe. And I have, of course, my co-host, Gene Unick, also known as Grimlock is King on the message boards. And we're also joined by our guest host, Matt Dinnett. He's co-hosted with us previously. I believe it was episode number 3 that he and Gavin had hosted with us. He's also known as Staying in the Box on TFW as well as other boards. He has a website, stayinginthebox.wordpress.com. It's themed the G1 Journey. And Matt, for those listeners who may have just caught on to this, may have just joined on, just introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, again.
Sounds good, TJ. Again, Gene, TJ, thank you for welcoming back to this great podcast. Just as a refresher, TJ, you kind of covered it pretty well, but my name is Matt, known as Staying in the Box on Twitter, Flickr, TFW, all the Transformers nerdy sites. And again, thanks for the shout-out to my blog, stayinginthebox.wordpress.com. Just a blog just getting going on the collecting the original G1 figures. So, again, if you want to check that out or just hit me up on Twitter, and I'll be glad to have a quick conversation.
All right, thank you very much. All right, we always start off with going over our weeks and stuff like that. We're just going to do standard rotation. Gene, then Matt, then myself. Gene, how's your week? What's new, man?
My week's been kind of a down one. Had some car issues, and then we woke up. It's a Tuesday morning. I woke up, and there's a puddle of water in my kitchen next to my dishwasher that that warped the wooden flooring I put down last year. So I've been Mr. Fix it the past few days, so it's been a little bit of a frustrating week there. But other than that, things are going pretty well. My daughter turned 1 last week, so we had a good time taking her out, and that's pretty much been it. Work's been busy. I went back this week after staying home and playing daddy daycare last week, so it's missed the alone time with my daughter, but I'm also grateful for the adult conversation. So that's how my week went. How about you, Matt?
You know, my week has been, I woke up this week, so I can't complain too much past that, but the wedding planning has been kind of a hassle lately, so I'm going to take your advice and look into getting maybe just a date night where I don't have to worry about wedding with the fiance, but, you know, I'm still working's getting busy, my daughter's about to turn 3, so we're preparing for that, and other than that, man, I'm just staying busy, just trying to stay busy and get things done. So can't complain too much, like I said. So, TJ, what about you, my man?
Not too much, just same old, same old. I'm one of those people where the best news is no news. I keep it pretty chill, but work-wise, I've been busier than all get out. Because of my workout schedule and stuff like that, I always close. So when a customer, I work in retail, comes in, you know, 2 minutes to close, especially if they have an extended issue or something like that, there are times where I can be there until 9, you know, 10 if they're not done. And it's been one of those nights every night this week. So the overtime's nice, but at the same time, you know, I'm ready for a break, glad to have tomorrow off for sure. I'm turning my work phone off, and whatever happens, happens, you know? Hopefully the place doesn't blow up. But outside of that, just been really busy, you know, working on my reviews, my photography, trying to up my game in terms of both of those avenues. And I started a new website. It's actually KumaStyleDesigns.com. Completely new layout, built the CSS up from scratch. And in my opinion, it's a little bit more professional looking. Having my own domain rather than a WordPress owned one gives me a lot more leeway in terms of customization and not only what I can do right now, but what I can even envision doing in the future. So costs a little bit more, a little bit more responsibility in terms of upkeep and stuff like that, but totally worth it. I'm loving the new layout, loving what I can do with the site and things like that, and I'm glad that, you know, fans have been able to take the opportunity to look and give me some positive feedback as well. So, yeah, and there's also something that I can't really talk about until after this week when it's announced, but kind of sort of working with another site on a project too in terms of photography and stuff like that. You guys have heard about it, so that's really exciting as well. Yeah, but outside of that, you know, I've been breezy, man. Missing dinners with the missus, but at the same time, it makes those days that we do have off or have that common time off that much more enjoyable, because you kind of don't know what you got until it's gone, you know, even in terms of like quality time and stuff like that, because she's a 7 to 3:30 person, you know, every day. So, you know, miss those home-cooked meals and stuff like that, but like I said, it makes the common days off and stuff like that much better. So, yeah, that's me. Did you guys have anything else to add?
No, I'm good. Ready to get this rolling.
All right, cool, man, cool. So let's go ahead and get this rolling. All right, we'll go ahead and go over some news from this week. It looks like Transformers, wow, Transformers Prime is actually returning tomorrow to the Hub, right? It's the Hub, not Cartoon Network.
Correct.
And it's going to be the season premiere. I believe it's going to be, is it Hurt, the name of the season premiere, or?
Yes, Hurt. It's the start of the second half of the second season.
Okay.
I want to say it's episode 16 or 17. I could be off on that, but no, it does return to the Hub tomorrow, and it promises to pick up from the cliffhanger of the last episode.
Yeah, where Bulkhead went against the Decepticon and looked like he died, so that was definitely a good and surprising cliffhanger to leave it, you know.
Spoilers for those who haven't seen the series yet, TJ.
Oh, all right. Sorry, guys. Welcome to 2011.
So, before we invited Matt, we found out he was one of those people. So
yeah, I am one of the guys. I haven't seen like the last three episodes.
Seriously, so I completely apologize, man. Didn't mean to spoil anything. But okay, we'll just say that it picks up where the series left off last, and yeah, definitely a good cliffhanger, and I'm excited for it. Gene, what about you?
I'm looking forward to seeing the resolution, because it was a very large story arc that they took on, probably similar to the Unicron storyline that ended season one.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like there's a lot more twists to this. It's been kind of a slow season as far as development, at least for me, so I'm hoping that it picks up the second half from what's kind of been teased. I'm hopeful that it will, and I hope it does, and it gets me sucked back in and excited about Transformers, because honestly, it's just been kind of a downward slope for me in terms of my excitement for just anything Transformers related, not just Prime lately. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. How about you, Matt? Are you looking forward to this starting back up, or where are you sitting at?
You know, I'm going to watch it. I'm probably going to catch up on the episodes I've missed. But kind of just carrying off of what you said, the Prime season has really just been, it's been so predictable for me that it's hard for me to really get into it. I mean, so, you know, I'm going to support the show and watch it, but I'm just not that excited for it. It's just, this series has so much potential, but overall, it's just kind of a letdown for me. It's a little too much of a forced movie-verse feel to it, and, you know, combined with, you know, the very large story arcs that always seem to go nowhere, it's kind of just a Debbie Downer for me. But, you know, I'm going to continue watching it because I hope it picks up. I think it has, like I said, a lot of potential. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, but it's not at the top of my list of TV shows to watch. So, you know, it is what it is. It's there.
All right, absolutely, absolutely. And me, you know, I definitely don't collect the Prime figures anymore, but I still do watch the show. And as I said, the cliffhanger for the last season was definitely pretty nice. So I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes. Hopefully it goes somewhere, you know. If they leave it flat, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be disappointed, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be watching it at least, and I'll make my decision from there. You know, it'll definitely be something to talk about next week, what we thought of it. Most definitely.
Yeah, that would be kind of interesting to have a talk about. Are you guys on board for the entire series, or is there a point where you guys might just give up on it?
honestly, I'll probably watch it the whole way through, just because I played catch up with it so late in the game, and I did like it a lot. And it, as long as it doesn't delve into, like, you know, the Energon, Cybertron, and Trek, I'm perfectly fine with seeing it all the way through. And I watch Rescue Bots with my daughter a lot, too, so, I mean, it's kind of nice to have those back-to-back to just kind of sit through. So, yeah, I'll probably be watching it all the way through, regardless.
Absolutely. And that's about me. I didn't catch up. I've been watching it from the jump. Fell off the toys, just got tired of those. But the show, honestly, it's, for me, it's the Transformers show, you know what I mean? And it's actually half decent. So, as a fan of Transformers in general, yeah, I'm going to definitely support it and keep watching and stuff like that, because it's not like we have this and Beast Wars and R.I.D. running, you know, at similar times or anything like that. This is pretty much it, you know? If this show isn't supported and things, it's not like, you know, your one vote or vote or watch counts, but if you look at it, mine plus yours plus Gene's, that's three. And then, you know what I mean? It adds up. So definitely want to be a part of that support. Not my favorite show, but it's decent. It's definitely passable. I love the aesthetic. And, yeah, the storylines, they aren't bad. There are some cheesy parts and stuff like that. But at the same time, at the end of the day, it is a show made to sell toys to kids. So I'm thankful for what I got and the fact that it's adult enough for me to even watch it and follow without wanting to throw up. So, yeah, I'll be watching, most definitely, and I look forward to seeing where the series goes. And I don't know, I see on the Prime message board, especially like on TFW, that there are a lot of fans who are, if this happens, I'm going to stop watching it forever. I'm not really there with it, you know what I mean? I guess I'm involved with it in terms of being a fan of it, but I'm not so into it to the point where if this character dies, I'm done. And I'm kind of glad that I don't have that attachment to it, because it's almost like setting yourself up for disappointment, you know, because nothing's perfect. But yeah, sorry for that elongated rant, but that's how I feel. So, alright, did you guys have anything to add on to the Prime Return or anything like that?
No, I'm good.
Alright, cool. Matt?
Just avoid the Prime Forum on TFW, because that place is a hellhole.
Yes, it is. I don't even know what to say to that. So, yep, been doing that since two episodes into the show. But now, whatchamacallit, one thing I am going to say, Matt, since you're catching up, did you go ahead and watch that, like, five-episode miniseries that happened before the actual show even started, like Darkness Rising or whatever?
Oh, yeah, dude. When I saw that was probably the best five episodes I've seen from the series.
Exactly. That's exactly where I was going with it. That shit was awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely the best. And from there, it's kind of – from there, it's been hit or miss. But, no. What is it called? Darkness Rising? Is that what it's called?
I believe so. Gene, do you know?
I believe that's what it was, because wasn't the Unicron trilogy, wasn't that like – Dark Energon Rising or something along those lines. But I do want to say it was... Actually, let me pull it out. I've got the Blu-ray right here with the...
Oh, cool.
...episode list. Yeah, it does look like that first view was Darkness Rising, if I'm reading this right, so... Yeah, Darkness Rising was the start of it.
Yeah, those are the episodes to watch. Those are fantastic.
Hell yeah. So, alright. Moving on. Reissue Six Shot. There are some in-hand pictures of it and stuff like that that were just released. And did-to-do. As well as some other upcoming items from Takara. Like some of their Arms Micron figures. Gaia, I believe it's pronounced. Unicron. The Arms Master Optimus Prime. There were some new pictures of MP13, Soundwave, and Laserbeak. So, yeah, I just want you guys' opinion on that. Gene, I'll start with you.
The reissue Six Shot doesn't do a whole lot for me. I'm not real big on picking up G1 issues, reissues at this time. aside from if they ever do a Fort Max or Scorponok or those guys. Just not what my collection's at. I'm glad, though, for the guys that are into it, because it's a gorgeous-looking piece. The metallic that they used on it looks really nice, and I think a lot of people are going to be happy with it. So I guess what I was most excited about were the new pictures and then an in-hand almost mini-review that we saw with Masterpiece Sideswipe. It showed off the engineering and the detail for, honestly, something that looks like it's just a hair over a traditional deluxe size almost.
Yeah.
And it looks great, but seeing that it is really that small is also kind of one of those things where it's like, do I wait to see if we get a U.S. issue or do I just jump on this one now? So it kind of has me hedging a little bit on whether or not I'm going to keep the pre-order I got at BBTS for it or just try and wait it out to see if we get it like we did MP10 on a domestic release this year.
Oh, for sure.
The United stuff, I was kind of disappointed that it looks like it's mostly repaints of the Power Core combiners. They look nice, but, I mean, they are what they are. A gimmicky toy that, honestly, unless you're a huge fan of them, just, you know, I don't know. I was hoping that they'd maybe do some Fall of Cybertron stuff right away, like a G1 Bruticus deco for the Fall of Cybertron Bruticus, but overall, the stuff, just like it normally does, it looks really nice with the Takara paint jobs, but just nothing that really caught my eye a whole lot outside of the new detailed photos of the masterpieces.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Matt, how about you, man?
Man, I tell you what, that six shot is my baby. I want that thing so bad.
Nice.
But, you know, the thing is, it's just really right up my alley. It's a reissue of a very popular figure. It's got very shiny, chromey parts, which, for whatever reason, I'm a pretty big fan of. But, you know, the price tag just really, really turns me off. I mean, I think it's like $180-some-odd before shipping. So the six-shot itself, I probably won't be able to swing. I think you can still get a vintage for, you know, sub $100, so. And then, you know, after that, the pictures of the masterpiece figures, Sideswipe, Red Alert, you know, Soundwave, those things just look gorgeous. If there's, you know, figures that I want, it's definitely those. So I'm really looking forward to those. I'm going to keep my Takara pre-orders from Big Bad Toy Store. And I'm definitely on that bandwagon. So what about you, TJ?
To be honest with you, I looked at Six Shot and I was like, wow, Hexatron looks different. Nah. But for me, you know, third-party collector, classics collector, so Six Shot, he's one of my favorites as a kid, but since I collect the more updated versions, Hexatron's going to be my definitive Six Shot on my shelf or whatever. But that toy looks great. I literally have my G1 sitting within 10 feet of me, my six shot or whatever, and the chrome on that reissue or whatever looks fantastic, especially with the wings and stuff like that. The guns, you know, give or take, but those wings, man, I'm like, shit. So I might pull the trigger on it, but it's not going to be right away. Hopefully it doesn't sell out, but if it does, I won't feel too bad if I miss it, you know? Just one of those things. Now, Sideswipe, I feel like I've seen so much of them now to where I'm just ready for them to be released. Even though it was a review and everything like that, a little bit more in-depth, it was nothing too new. Kind of like Gene, I was surprised at just how small it is. So, I don't know. I am going to go ahead and jump on the Takara release. It's like, why not? In general, looking at the masterpieces that I have so far, I really like the Takara releases a lot better than the U.S. versions, even with the upcoming MP10, the TRE version. I feel not one bit of regret for buying the Takara version. But Soundwave looks flipping awesome. Like, he looks out of control, insanely awesome. Like, deliver this to my house now, I'll give you an extra $200. That's how awesome he looks. But yeah, outside of that, not high on Prime, so none of the Irons Microns really do it for me, but that Unicron looks incredible. If for nothing else, those colors just pop. If it looks anything like that in person, which I'm sure it won't, It's going to be like a must-buy for me. I'm a big fan of Unicron as a character, and I'm really looking forward to see what the scale's going to be like on that thing in hand, you know? I know it's bigger than the Voyager Prime and stuff like that, the first edition, but like I said, I just want to see just how big it is. Because it looks great. It looks like it transforms into a ship and then has a third mode or something like that, which is absolutely nothing. But, yeah, it looks good. You know, can't complain, most definitely. Glad that they didn't make it, like, you know, concrete-colored or stone-colored or anything like that. That bright orange just looks good. And is that actual gold accent on the spikes and stuff like that, too?
It's kind of hard to tell, but...
Yeah. If that's the case, dude, that's, like, Predaking color, and that's... I'm all over that.
It's definitely got a lot of G1 feel to it, which I think is a great idea. I'm also glad they didn't go with, like, the stone color look, but I think this is definitely a win. I got this one on pre-order as well, and I'm definitely going to keep that one, because I don't think we're going to get a U.S. release of it.
Absolutely. And then there's Soundwave. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's an instant buy.
God. So, this is a good set of releases or whatever. Normally, when it comes to, like, news and upcoming Transformers, like the Fall of Cybertron toys, I'm not going to lie, outside of Grimlock to a point, none of them have really caught me and said, you know, you're going to buy this is going to be good, you know, that kind of thing. So, it's nice to see some releases that really kind of get me excited. Just sucks that none of them are classics, you know, since that's my main line, but at the same time, I've got enough third-party stuff going on and excitement for those that, you know, it works. But speaking of third party, TFC is definitely on a roll. We've got Persis, which is their Shattered Glass Hercules, the white and red Rescue Bot deco, that version of Hercules. Fotron, and that's their reflector piece. They've got final images of those, which really aren't that different than the ones they've been releasing for the past, like, 2 months now. Uranus has some colored samples, some pictures of those. And the Iron Army, those PCC add-ons, they're making, like, an actual body figure for those. So that's pretty cool. And, yeah, just a lot of good news coming out of TFC's side. Gene, what are you thinking, man?
The Shatterglass Hercules, I'm kind of surprised that they went with that redeco first. I really figured it'd be like a G2 orange or, you know, the yellow deco like Make Toys did with their Giant. But at the same point, I also think it's kind of a good move on their part because it differentiates them even more from Giant. And it's a deco that, you know, in Phantom, there really is no divide. You either love Shatterglass or you don't. And since I'm kind of in the I really ambivalent towards it. It doesn't do anything for me, but I don't hate it. So Hercules is a great figure, and if it's the deco that somebody wants, then, you know, great. I'm glad they'll be able to get it. And especially since they've addressed all the QC issues they've had in the past, that just makes Hercules even more solid. As far as Fotron, I've got Perfect Effects Reflector for my classic stuff, so that's, you know, I love that one. That's probably one of my all-time favorite third-party purchases. Mm-hmm. But Fotron, for an update, looks phenomenal. I mean, it wears, you know, Perfect Effects kind of fit that old school, this is what the 1980s camera looked like. You know, this one's an actual digital SLR. It looks phenomenal for an update. And if I remember right, it's all deluxe-sized, deluxe or maybe close to Voyager. I can't remember seeing the comparison pics. So for a lot of classics collections, it'll work really well there too. So it's another good step for TFC. The Project Uranus, the color samples look great. They look really, really good. I'm hoping that you know, it'll be a nice overall homage to Superion, because I really like to have a classic Superion that's reflective of the original characters. I want to say there was also a rumor out there from something that Robot Kingdom and TFC posted on Facebook that there's going to be 6 bots, not 5, but they're kind of speculating on if it's going to be like just basically a booster pack is the 6th bot or not. So
what the fuck?
Yeah, they haven't really come out.
It started with a Facebook post from I think it was on TFC's Facebook or something like that, and I believe it was someone from TFC that confirmed it was 6 bots.
Right.
But it was so vague that we don't know if it's an actual character or is it going to be an add-on set or something to that nature. So
it almost came across like it was going to be a Rage of Hercules type thing. Only it might just be that the 6 bot is just add-on parts. You know, that combines. I don't know. That's kind of the impression I got from reading that conversation on Facebook. But it's so tough to say. The language barrier with TFC and, you know, customer service and releasing is kind of, I mean, it's always been kind of an issue with the Hercules. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, they've kind of got a stranglehold on this particular combiner for the moment, because I don't know if MakeToys/Fans Project will do anything with it or Masterminds Creations. So we'll see. I'm hopeful that it'll still be a great homage to the original character, and that maybe that 6 spot will make sense in the grand scheme of things. But it was kind of cool to see.
It's really interesting to see just how divided, you know, especially TFW is over that 6 spot. You know, because you have 50% saying, you know, it's no big deal if there is a 6 spot, and then the other 50% are just absolutely swearing it off. You know, it's not going to be a purchase if there's 6 figures. And, you know, both sides have pretty good arguments, so I'm with you. It's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out.
For me, it's like if it is a 6 spot, then I guess it just stays in combined mode, because, you know, I mean,
that's what I'm buying it for, combined mode, so.
Or it'll just stay back in the background if I want it in bot mode, if I do decide to go with it. I mean, I went in on Hercules right off the bat, so I'm going to take a more wait-and-see approach on this one. Just because with where my collecting's gone recently, I've got a lot of stuff coming out in the next few months that's a higher priority for me than this. So, and I'm not worried about it selling out anytime soon. And then, let's see, what was the last item we had? Is that Iron Army combiner bot, which I thought was kind of interesting. One of the things that I always liked was that the Iron Army were just the add-ons to the existing Power Core stuff. I thought that was pretty cool. But this is also, I can understand their move towards it too, where you're making all the World War II vehicles. It makes it a bit more cohesive combiner that makes sense. So I'm happy to see that they're doing well. I'm happy to see that they're putting out stuff, you know, consistently. It's almost like they're taking on where Fans Project was a few years ago, where there's consistently something coming out about every other month. So that's good news, because it means they'll give us more stuff, especially with the Hasbro offerings just kind of not really hitting those right desire buttons for me right now. I don't know. What do you think, Matt?
I think, well, I'm gonna start with the Shattered Glass Hercules thing, and you know, that's just, initially I had that oh my god new toy syndrome where I was just so stoked. I was like, I'm gonna buy this, and then I started thinking, I was like, man, I really would have liked to see a Diaclone version of Hercules, because that would have been an instant buy for me. So, you know, with the white and red color scheme, I think it looks cool, but there's not a place for it in my collection, I don't think. You know, I assuming it's going to be the, you know, roughly $500-$600 price range again, it's just something I don't think I want to travel down. So I think my money is probably going to go to the other TFC product, the Superion Uranus combiner. I think, as a whole, I think that looks just downright amazing. I have the first 2 bots on pre-order with TF Source, and I'm on board no matter what. I don't care about, you know, minor colors change schemes. I don't care about the 6 bot. I really, with the job they did on Hercules, I really think it's going to be, you know, a lot of people's classic Superion. So I am absolutely on board with the Superion figure, and I'm hoping it's a lot less QC problematic, and I hope it's just more smooth sailing. So we'll see about that, and kind of piggybacking off what you said, Gene, I really like, you know, the Photron, the way it looks, but I bought Perfect Effects figure beforehand, and that totally satisfies me, you know, plenty. So I don't think I'm going to go down that road, but It's very impressive. I mean, that is a true update to the Reflector character. You know, if somebody saw that sitting on their desk, they would probably think that's a real camera. So that's really, really impressive that they pulled it off. And the Iron Army combiner bots, you know, the Power Core combiner type figures are not my cup of tea either. So they look cool. I've seen some of them in person, but again, you know, I never got on the PCC train, so I'm definitely passing up on those. So more for the rest of people. So TJ, what do you think?
Yeah, let's go ahead and go down the list here. My thoughts are going to be kind of short. Percy's, the Shattered Glass Hercules. Yes, I am definitely a fan of Shattered Glass. And the Shattered Glass Combiner, for me, it just makes me giddy. I wish this was Make Toys Giant rather than Hercules, just for pricing reasons. And the fact that I enjoy troop building, fans toys and... or fans toys, wow, Make Toys and fans project stuff, just because of their aesthetic and stuff like that, they just troop build, especially the combiners, very, very well. Right now I've got one yellow giant and then two green giants, as is like soldiers or whatever on my shelf, and it'd be nice to be able to add like a Shattered Glass version and stuff, start trooping those, but I mean, it'll be nice. It'll be nice to have a nice big combiner like Hercules over on my Autobot shelves, just to kind of like even it out and make them look a little bit more intimidating too. But overall, it looks like a good set. I mean, it's worthwhile. I like Hercules, you know, quite a bit, so no problems with that. Fotron, not digging those bot modes at all, not gonna lie. They just don't work for me. I love the fact that it's the DSLR camera. As a photographer, it's like, ooh, must buy. But then there's part of me that looks at them as overall toys. And I'm going to wait and see until maybe I see a review in hand or something like that, you know. They're just not something I'm in a rush to get. And I'm with Gene to where the Perfect Effect Reflector is, it's amazing. Scouting Force X, it's an incredible set, and it scales so well to classic toys too. They look perfect, have perfect scale. They're just awesome, you know. So they really are my definitive Reflector set. And you know, if I bought the Voltron or whatever, I'd probably just keep it in camera mode and just maybe put it over by where I set my camera at night, you know, just for decoration. Now Uranus, I have no real thoughts on it one way or another. I have no attachment to Superion as a character, so whether it's 5 bots, 6 bots, it doesn't really matter to me as long as it looks good. But that same attachment makes me also not in a rush to get him. So this time, you know, just like Hercules, I'm going to wait until it's all released and see how it looks before I even buy my first bot, you know? Because I got a feeling, especially at these high price points that TFC's combiners are, they ain't going nowhere for a while. So this is one of those ones where I'm sure I'll be able to buy this shit in 2014 if I wanted to. And probably Hercules still, too. Now, Iron Army, I'm with Matt. No attachment to PCC whatsoever. I bought a Heavy Tread just because of the hype, and I look at him and I'm just like, what? So, I'm not in a rush to get him. I didn't buy the other Iron Army bots. I think they look okay, but I don't know. PCC combiners in general just look really generic, especially in comparison to, you know, the more, I don't know, cohesive third-party combiners. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm just not too huge on that. But, you know, they don't look bad, just not for me. Did you guys have anything to add on to the TFC business?
No, I touched everything I wanted to on there.
Who? Matt? Hello?
I'm good. Oh. I'm good.
Cool. All right, and we'll go ahead and move on to something I am hyped for. The Night Morpher, the Mastermind Creations, their Night Morpher series, KM03, their Seeker set, actually came out with a price. I believe it's $89.99 plus shipping and handling here in the U.S. They are releasing, what, next month, is it?
It's that slated for October, November,
okay.
I think.
So coming this fall, definitely. Skywarp, Starscream, and Thundercracker all being released at once. Pre-orders are already up. I'll start off by saying I'm freaking hyped. elaborate a little bit further when it's my turn. Gene, what are you thinking?
Overall, I'm really pleased with how they look. I'm pleased with the pricing on it. I mean, it's very consistent with their previous releases, and I like how they're spacing it out. It's nice that, you know, they're doing the logical thing, and you're getting all three of the Seekers within, you know, probably 6 weeks of each other, 4 to 6 weeks of each other. So that's a nice thing for the fans, especially, you know, in a month where there's not a whole lot coming out. In October, Sideswipe at the very end is scheduled to hit. But really, November, there's nothing that's coming to mind that's been announced. So that works out pretty well for them. It's not something that I personally am going to get, just because there's not a spot for it in my collection. But they look nice. They look like great updates. I'm looking forward to seeing all the reviews and the photos, especially from your stuff, TJ. And I want to say there's also a limited edition one that they announced. I want to say that Ages 3 and Up has it. It's an Awakening that's $100 shipped, and there's only I want to say there's only 100 or so of them. But overall, I mean, they look great. They look like very faithful representations from the Hearts of Steel comics. So, good time to be a fan, especially if you're a fan of that line. Looks like Mastermind Creations is going to keep knocking those out of the park. What do you think, Matt?
I tell you what, man. I saw these in person at BotCon, and they are amazing. It's just Mastermind Creations is quickly becoming one of my favorite toy companies. You know, they're just it seems like they really got their stuff together, and the way that these Seeker molds, you know, the way they look, the paint schemes, how well they've matched that Heart of Steel aesthetic. It's just, I'm so hyped for these figures, and I cannot wait to get it in hand. I'm really hoping I can swing them. It kind of, you know, although there's not many toys being released in that October-November period, it does kind of fall, like, right on my wedding date. So I'm hoping I can find the spare money to pick these guys up, because I'm going to have a hard time passing up on them, especially after having the Mastermind Creations Cyclops, the Shockwave homage, and it's just going to be so hard to pass these things up, and I'm really hoping I can swing the cash, because they look amazing. And yeah, TJ, I know you're hyped for them, so what are your thoughts, man? When can we expect the first review?
Absolutely. As soon as I get them. Like, seriously. yeah. They're one of those ones that kind of like this Head Robots, the Blood DX kit I just got. As soon as I get them, they're getting photographed like hell and reviewed. So I'm very, very ready to go ahead and start knocking this out. But yeah, they look great. I really don't have much more to add on to that. I'm not the biggest fan of the alt mode, I'm not going to lie. They do look like that steampunk styled, you know, Wright Brothers-ish plane. But they... I guess you can almost tell exactly how they transform by looking at them in robot mode, and it looks like they pretty much just fold in half.
It does kind of have that just fold the legs up and crunch it together transformation.
Exactly.
So, the alt mode is going to be the weaker part of the two, but it is kind of that Wright Brothers aesthetic, which I think is pretty cool. I like it still.
But the thing, you know, it does look like kind of a weak transformation. I'm not the biggest fan of the alt mode, but I would buy this if it was like what's it called, an Action Master or whatever, if it didn't transform at all. Like, their robot mode looks that good. So, I mean, yeah, I definitely look forward to it, and it's a must buy for me. Definitely got them on pre-order or whatever. I even went ahead and ordered the Nightmare for Commander and Nightmare for Annihilator. So I'm actually caught up now on Mastermind Creations toys, as crazy as that sounds. Fans Project isn't the only one that I have everything of. So that's pretty cool, good feeling. And I'm excited to go ahead and get them, you know what I mean? So take some pictures, have some fun, and honestly just have them on my shelf. Yeah, they look great. So moving on, more third-party stuff. iGear announced their next set of mini-bots. Let's go ahead and take a look here. It looks like they've got Rager Spray, Hinch, UFO, of course, Braun and Cosmos, Cogs, that's Gears, and it looks like the new figures are Dunebreaker, which is Beachcomber, and Bushwhacker, which is Outback. So, and is it Cogs? Yeah, Cogs is actually going to get a Swerve repaint or whatever. So, most definitely, it looks like they're going in full force with producing these mini bots, and hopefully they get released soon. Gene, what are you thinking?
I'm really liking the way they look. I love my Rager and Spray. I mean, they're two of my favorites in my collection, honestly, so I'm pretty excited to see how Cosmos and Braun turn out, and I can't wait for a proper Gears and Beachcomber. I'm pretty partial to my Legends ones, but at the same point, I'm perfectly happy with upscaling him, so I'm pretty excited with those. The repaints, you know, I could probably take or leave. You know, they weren't real big screen characters in G1, which is the primary focus of my Classics collection, so if they come in a bundle deal like TF Source normally does, where I can save about $10, I'll probably do it. But I mean, it also makes sense for them to do it. So I'm excited to see how it all goes, though. I'm really looking forward to getting those, and I'm really looking forward to my damn tracking number from iGear update out of customs in New York, where it's been sitting for a week, so that I can finally have my Ironhide and Ratchet that I've been waiting on for over a year. Maybe my next podcast I'll actually be able to say, hey, I got it. But that's what I think about the mini bots. What do you think, Matt?
Man, that has to suck to be waiting for over a year for those figures. When do you think you're going to have the Ratchet and Ironhide in hand?
I was hoping by last weekend, but I don't know. I'm hoping maybe this weekend, but realistically I'm expecting by next podcast.
Oh, man.
But I've been waiting for other things longer that I'm not going to get into again, because I ranted about that last week, so.
All right, I won't get you going again then. My bad.
It's okay.
But, you know, going with the iGear mini-bots, you know, the only thing I have a concern with is, kind of going off of that, Gene, is, you know, how quickly are they going to release them, or, you know, when are we going to get them? That's the only complaint I've had with iGear, because I have the Rager and Spray figures, and those things are just downright awesome. I mean, I have no complaints with them. I have the Hench and UFO on pre-order with TF Source, so I'm hoping I get those soon. And again, those things, they look absolutely amazing. So I'm hoping they come in soon. I hope there's, you know, no big flaws to them. It seems like iGear has been listening, you know, to the fans, because they made some changes to the Hench mold with the shoulders and whatnot. So, you know, it's good that they're listening to us. I just kind of hope that the figures, you know, are delivered with awesome expectations. You know, as far as the new mini bots announced, you know, I hope they keep the Hench UFO scale kind of at that small deluxe, because I think that's perfect to fit in with, you know, some of the masterpieces and some of the larger classics. You know, as long as there's a bundle deal, I think I'm gonna get all of them, even the repaints, remolds, because I think they look good. If it's gonna be any indication of, you know, off of what Rager and Spray were, I think these will be pretty damn good figures, so I'm pretty excited for them. And the good thing about them is you're getting a third party figure for, like, you know, $30-$35, so it's not like spending the, you know, the $80-$100 we're used to. So that's kind of a cool change of pace. So I'm excited for them. TJ, how many of these are you gonna get? Are you gonna jump on this bandwagon?
Yeah, I'm gonna get them all. I have them so far, Rager and Spray. So they're not my favorite figures, not gonna lie. You know, they kind of just are what they are. Like, for me, Rager, he looks pretty good. He's, like, a pretty dead-on hover, not gonna lie. I don't like, my fingers are kind of big, so I have to use, like, tweezers and stuff to turn his head. But that's my only gripe with him. Sea Spray, though, like, the fuck happened? He's on roids. Like, this dude's on roids. Seriously, like, do you guys own him? Like, he's so, like, buffing the traps and shit that his shoulders are almost higher than his head. I'm looking at him right now and I'm like, man, this dude's juicing. You know, I need to get on his plan.
I just picked the figure up, and now you kind of ruined the figure for me, because now I can't take my eyes off his triceps. And
yeah, I'm like, man, this, and he's got guns. Like, seriously, his shoulder / biceps are fucking huge. Like, I'm like, man, this guy's cut. So, you know, it's just, I also have the Make Toy, their mini bots, Hover and Bomber. And Hover is literally like the classics update to Sea Spray, the original Sea Spray toy. It's pretty much an articulated G1 Sea Spray toy with like a lot more of a cute, cartoony face, you know? It's really nice. But then I stand them next to like fucking Spray. Shit. I put them, like, I had to put a couple of bots in between them because Spray just looks like he's going to rip his head off. It's crazy. So, overall, you know, I'm with iGear and what they're doing. I appreciate it. But I'm hoping, like, Braun looked really good. And Cosmos, he also looks like he's been juicing. But I'm hoping, you know, they balance that out with the rest of these figures to where they're a little bit more of an homage to the G1 toys instead of, like, these really pumped up, you know, little big men or whatever. Like, it's crazy. So, I don't know. I'll buy them, but I'm not the most huge fan of them. And I won't be buying them for iGear. That's for damn sure. So, if I do it, it'll be through an retailer like TF Stores, BBTS, something like that. But I have no trust for iGear they're releasing, and even their customer service. You know, if you have a problem with something afterwards, I heard they just plain don't get back to you. So, that's not cool, man. But, yeah, the toys, they look all right. I'm most excited for Gears and Braun. Cogs and, what was it, Hinch? They look really, really, really good. So, most definitely. Most definitely. But, yeah, did you guys have anything to add on to the mini-bots? Sorry for the rant there, but...
No, I'm good. All right. I'm happy with my little roided up spray, so...
Good!
Yeah, I'll echo that statement, so I'm good with the roid spray.
Hey, as long as you're good, I'm good. We're all a team here. So, like I said, I own it, and I'm fine with it or whatever, but it's like, holy shit, you know? Like, could you guys imagine if they Hasbro took Optimus Prime and did what we did for Sea Spray with, like, Voyager Optimus Prime? The thing, like, for Optimus Prime height and, like, have the shoulder width of fucking Fans Project Bruticus. It'd be amazing. So, I don't know, man. I like updates and stuff like that, but I like him to be a little bit more G1. You know. But looking at him, he does look like the exception of the group. They don't all look quite as roided out. Cosmos, you know, I'm going to have him piss tested once I get him, but...
Oh, you did not.
What is that, an oil check? I don't know.
See, a dipstick, bro. Sorry, I'm just sounding dumb as fuck. So we're going to just go ahead and move on so I can stop talking about this. All right, Fall of Cybertron was released this Tuesday. We all own it. We've all been playing the hell out of it, it looks like. You know, your Twitter and stuff like that, man. I know I have. I'm putting in like 3 hours a night, which is good for my schedule. Yeah, I just want to get you guys' thoughts and stuff like that. Gene, I'll start with you.
I picked it up Tuesday. I had my pre-order at GameStop, so I got that retro bonus pack from there. But I, as of right now, aside from the demo, I have not actually touched the game. I just haven't had time this week with everything going on. I'm hoping that I get some quality time with it this weekend, because the other part of it is I know once I start playing it, I'm not going to want to stop till I'm done with the campaign. So trying to wait till I have the missus home so she can watch the kid, so I can just say, okay, leave me alone for, you know, however many hours. But there's some interesting stuff that came along with it, though. I mean, I loved the demo, excuse me. And the DLC content that they've announced so far looks to be pretty cool. I know for myself, I can't wait for that Dinobots DLC down the road, and it looks to be a lot of customizing stuff on there. And it also looks like there were some people that were a little bit upset that they had day one DLC for the multiplayer stuff as far as the customizing and the characters, but since it had to be on the disc right away. But that's also something that more and more game companies are doing. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Arkham Asylum also had same-day DLC with Nightwing and Robin and the Catwoman stuff. So it's not like this is unprecedented or a new thing, but overall, it looks really promising. I'm happy to see all the stuff that they're putting out there, and as much as I hate to do it, I'm going to have to get that little pet Grimlock for my Xbox Live avatar. I just don't see any way around it.
Very nice, very nice. I'm with you, Gene. The Fall of Cybertron is the shit, man. It is such a good game. And, you know, the good thing about it is it's not just a Transformers game. I think this is really something any gamer, you know, any casual gamer, any hardcore gamer, anybody can pick this game up and just love it. I mean, I think the early reviews are, you know, nothing below a 90%, nothing below an A-. I mean, that's how good this game is, and every piece of hype that you have heard about this game, it's true. From the campaign, I think I'm not even through the first chapter yet. Unfortunately, I haven't had the time to play it too much, but just from what little I've seen, it's just from the storytelling, the graphics, everything, it's just mind-blowing. And then on top of that, you have the multiplayer, which is, again, just something that I personally love. That's what I usually get games for. It's fantastic. I get my ass kicked in it every single time, but I have a ton of fun doing it. And then the customization, you know, the stuff that you can do in the multiplayer to create your own character, it's not just throwing parts on a character and calling it good. It really is. It's everything. It's colors. It's different. It is different parts, but different guns, different voices, different everything. And with the new downloadable content, I mean, the options and opportunities for this game are just endless. So, it's awesome. You know, if anybody who hasn't gotten Fall of Cybertron yet, get it, because it is absolutely worth it. So, I love it. TJ, I know you've kind of gotten pretty far in the campaign. Keep the spoilers down, but what do you think?
Oh, most definitely, and I'll make sure to do that. I love it. I actually finished the campaign a couple of nights ago, but yeah, I've been digging head on into multiplayer like crazy. So yeah, I mean, it's just damn good. Like you guys were touching on, it's definitely a good throwback to the G1. I'm liking the little tie-ins to like Transformers Prime and stuff like that. Even little stupid stuff like Cliffjumper's head now. That changed to kind of make that transition or whatever. Yeah, overall, good, solid gameplay, both on campaign and multiplayer. The voices hit, the aesthetic hit, even the soundtrack and stuff like that is fantastic. Very good final battle, you know. That doesn't spoil anything, so sounds generic enough to me. The ending was, I don't know, I don't think one way or another about it, because it definitely seemed like a segue into another game, and it seems like it was made more for that than anything else, but overall, just an awesome game. I was impressed with the changes that they made to the multiplayer and stuff like that, finally being able to, you know, keep your party on the same team and stuff like that you weren't allowed to do in the demo. I don't know if that was just because it was a demo or what, but definitely some improvements, plays more like a regular multiplayer shooter than before, and yeah, it's just damn good. It's one of those ones where, as a Transformers fan, period, no matter what line's your favorite line, you owe it to yourself to get this game. It's amazing. It is freaking amazing. So, yeah, definitely look forward to, you know, once you guys finish the campaign, playing some multiplayer with you and stuff like that. I do wish that it had co-op campaign. That would be fantastic, but kind of is what it is. You know, every game isn't Gears of War. Haha. Shameless plug. But, yeah, other than that, you know, just been playing the hell out of it, and I look forward to continuing to. Most definitely. Did you guys have anything to add?
Nope, I'm good on it. I'll have more to add next week when I've actually had some more time with it this weekend. So, and yep. I'm sure Matt will, too.
Yeah, I'm hoping this weekend I can really, you know, finish off the campaign, and because I mean I remember I played War for Cybertron straight through, and you know, once I start playing Fall of Cybertron, I don't think I'm gonna stop. So hopefully this weekend I'll have some more input for next week.
Most definitely, and you guys will. I'm more than sure, especially you, Gene, as a Grimlock fan. Not spoiling anything, but I know you will. I even wrote on Twitter, I'm like, this is like a Grimlock fanboy's dream.
Yeah, that's another reason is I'm just like I'm gonna want to keep playing until I get to that point, so I gotta wait till I have enough time to do it. So
absolutely, and it's fantastic. They, if there was one character that I had to just say for sure that they did great justice to, it's gonna be Grimlock. Like, that motherfucker's the dude in this game. So yeah, and I'm not a huge Grimlock fan, and that's me saying it. So most definitely, you will enjoy, Gene. All right. And that was our Fall of Cybertron initial thoughts. We'll have more on that next week. But here's the point where we take a look at our latest hauls and what we're looking forward to. So, Gene, let us know what you've picked up lately and what you got coming.
Pretty, really light week for me, actually. I think the only thing that I actually got, I got two things. I got my Hot Toys Two-Face that rounded out my back figures for my Dark Knight trilogy from Hot Toys. And I got my SDCC Goku. That came on Friday, I would say, so now I'm all caught up on my figure arts as well. Other than that, I don't think I got anything Transformer related this past week. I'm all caught up on that stuff until Green Giant hits my stack at TF Source, and then I'll be shipping out a bunch of stuff there. As far as what I'm looking forward to, it's pretty much the same. Green Giant, I'm looking forward to that, and I don't really have anything else coming up outside of the Hot Toy stuff. I guess I made my payment for my, or one of my payments for my Tumblr today, so that'd be nice when that comes through. And I'm hopefully looking forward to no more major breakdowns of cars or houses in the next few weeks. So.
Ah, man.
Other than that, that's all I got. How about you, Matt?
You know, I had somewhat of a light week. I will start off by saying I had the unfortunate thing happen to me where I bought a TF Prime Arachnid, and this figure's a piece of shit. I don't know what else to say to that. Yeah, I wanted this figure for my collection. I wanted an Arachnid in my Prime collection, and some guy on the TFW boards was offering it 20 shipped, and I was like, you know, I'm still overpaying for it, but whatever. I have some extra PayPal funds. I'll take a chance. And yeah, you know what? The alt mode. Alt mode's cool. I really like the alt mode, but once you try transforming it into her robot mode, it's just, you really have to wonder what the design team was thinking. It's kind of like this was the last figure that they had to design, and they just had, you know, their 30-minute lunch break to design it. I'm not exaggerating. It's so all over the place. Believe the hype that people say about it. It is a horrible figure.
Oh.
But to kind of, I guess a somewhat better thing I got, I picked up the Weaponizer Optimus Prime, the $30. $30 Weaponizer Optimus Prime.
The big guy, right?
Yeah, the big Optimus Prime, and the one with the tit guns.
I didn't know I had all that.
Oh yeah, dude, he launches his like Gatlin guns, and it's kind of tit guns when he's in alt mode. But to kind of give my brief thoughts about that, you know, it's not worth the $30. So if you are a Prime collector and you want it, you're kind of interested in it, try to get it on sale, or maybe get it loose off of the, you know, eBay or the Junkion Exchange, because it is very much a kid Optimus Prime. I mean, the transformation, it's literally like 1, 2, 3, and you're done. There's nothing complex about it. You know, the gimmicks are cool, I guess. You know, I kind of like the Gatlin guns, but, you know, other than that, he doesn't have much going on for it. You're definitely better off with the first edition, or even the mainline, the RID Voyager Optimus Prime. But, you know, it's a cool enough figure. It's kind of, in scale-wise, a little bit better than the Voyager, but overall, kind of a bum week for Transformers. Kind of two mediocre purchases, but I kind of off-topic, I bought the first season of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers season series. I got like the first 30 episodes off of Amazon for like $12, and Had a chance to sit down and watch it with my daughter, actually. And let me tell you, you know, TJ, I know you don't have any kids yet. Gene, I know you have a 1-year-old daughter, but yeah, you really feel old when you're watching the TV show that you grew up with and your daughter's the same age watching the TV shows you grew up with. And it's just like a complete circle of life. And yeah, that was a very kind of touching moment for me. But yeah, if you're original kind of, if you're original Power Rangers fan, get these DVDs. I know, I think it's Time Life or something is offering the first 7 seasons of Power Rangers for a DVD box set. So I'm definitely going to look into getting that, I think, because it's really cool to kind of go back and see what started it all and see how cheesy it is, but, you know, kind of how nostalgic it is, too. So that's kind of what I got this week. And for what I'm looking forward to, we covered it during this podcast. I'm looking forward to all those third-party toys I have on pre-order. So saving up money for those and just waiting for the big pile of loot dump. So what about you, TJ? What'd you get this week, man?
All right. Well, the big one's going to be Make Toys Giant, Type 6-1, Green Giant. Definitely went all in with a review of him as well as a comparison to both Yellow Giant to go over the changes that were made and Hercules. All of those were on video. So, yeah, definitely an exciting kit to get. I was glad to go ahead and cap off this, I guess, Devastator journey. You know, not being the most huge Devastator fan, but then all of a sudden there's Shattered Glass Devastator. So it never ends. Like, I will never not be buying a Devastator, it feels like, you know, within the next 5 years. But definitely glad to get them. I'm still very excited to have them. Everything about Green Giant hits. Like, Make Toys, you know, Yellow Giant was already fantastic, but then they really listened to the fans and took it the extra mile with this one. Unfortunately, you know, it does make the yellow feel like kind of a beta, you know what I mean? But the Yellow Giant isn't bad at all in itself. It's still very complete, just doesn't have as many goodies and extras as the green version for sure. And outside of that, I honestly don't think I've gotten, like, anything. Like, really nothing. And I feel good about that. Oh, I did get my second Steel Corps in, Fans Project Steel Corps. It's MISB, of course, and I'm just leaving it like that until we get to figure out what Fans Project's fans are with Steel Corps, so that if there are any add-ons, upgrades, and stuff like that, I can keep one vanilla, as they call it, and then have one upgraded, you know? So looking forward to that, and if not, you know, I'll repurpose them as, you know, just another Steel Corps. I don't mind that, having 2 on different shelves. But yeah, glad I got him. And another one that's really exciting, I finally got the Revenge of the Fallen Deluxe Bludgeon, thanks to Ian, who, by the way, everybody, he's on vacation, like we said last week, for the next 3 weeks or so, and that's why I'm glad Matt is helping out, especially, because it really helps, having that third person and stuff like that, for sure. So, Ian, we miss you. Hopefully everything's going well. It looks like he's in San Jose right now, just enjoying the West Coast. But anyway, he was the one who sent me Deluxe Bludgeon and Steel Corps, and I got the upgrade, the Head Robots upgrade for Steel Corps yesterday, the Blood DX kit, and it's fantastic. I took the Bludgeon out of the box, just vanilla even. He is one of the best movie figures I've ever gotten the chance to even touch. He is fantastic. But then this upgrade kit just takes it to a whole nother level. So it's definitely a worthwhile purchase. The only thing that sucks is the Deluxe Bludgeon itself is kind of limited now, being out of production. Plus, he came in that 2-pack with Whirl. So a little bit harder to get, kind of pricier. I believe he sells on eBay now for like $30-$40. And for a little deluxe, well, not little. He's a nice normal-sized deluxe, but, you know, that's a lot of money. You know, count on shipping and stuff like that. And then if you have to buy it with the World Pack, I've seen those in upwards towards like $80. So definitely not a cheap buy. But if you have them and have an extra $30, $35 lying around, there is nothing wrong with buying the Blood DX kit for them. Because honestly, everything from the dual faces to the added tank canopy to the cannon on the tank and stuff like that, these really cool shiny chrome swords, it just hits on all levels. It's a great upgrade kit. It's not quite Battle Tanker, but then again, nothing's Battle Tanker to me. So, yeah, another shameless plug for a toy I like. But anyway, that's about it for me. What I have looking forward to, I get the rest of my Classics Turtles tomorrow in the mail. Donatello and Michelangelo. Can't wait to photograph, review those, paint over their derpy little eyes. Outside of that, I'm trying to think of what all I have on pre-order. Oh, I've got Nightmorph Commander and Nightmorph Annihilator coming on Saturday. So I'll be caught up on the Mastermind Creations, their steampunk releases so far. And I've got a Soul of Chokojin toy coming at the end of this month, finally shipped out from Hong Kong. It's the GX-46. Just an incredible, incredible two-piece set. So if you guys are able to, definitely look it up. It's not the cheapest piece in the world, but it's definitely going to be worth it and a welcome addition to my set. And then early September, I'm getting the Play Imaginative, their 1/6 Jim Lee-style Batman figure. So that one I'm really hyped for, too. But yeah, that pretty much takes me into September. And then I don't have much coming out besides these apparently sporadic fans projects releases that are going to start popping up out of nowhere. Because it looks like Assaulter and the first two Minister Bots are coming out fairly soon, within the next month or two. So, yeah, most definitely. Fans Project's definitely back and beyond on it. So that's a good thing and a bad thing for my wallet. But, you know, one thing that I'm kind of hoping, I don't know what you guys think of this, but seeing that there are actual in-package shots of Sideswipe now, Masterpiece, Cybertron.com actually just reported that. It looks like he's done. So I'm wondering if this is all of a sudden just going to release, even though it's supposed to be December. Because there is no way, looking at the actual package, finished product, that I think this is going to take until December to come out. So I'm looking forward to that, hoping it comes out early. And oh yeah, speaking of that, I'm sure you guys are looking forward to it too, but the U.S. release of Masterpiece Thundercracker using the MP11 mold and the U.S. release of MP10 as well. So those are both things.
I'm pretty excited for that. I have the Takara MP10.
Yes.
But, you know, for $100, I think I might just double dip. I mean, I really like the colors of the Hasbro version, so I might double dip on that. And I do have the iGear Thundercracker, but again, it's just, I think it's going to be that good of a paint job and deco that I might just double dip on both, and especially at the costs. It's kind of like, why not, you know?
Absolutely, and I'm actually on the same boat. I'm not too sure about double dipping, but, you know, if I can swing it, why not? I'd love to have one that's just, like, in alt mode, you know? And I don't like it as much as the Takara, but I do dig the bright red and stuff like that on their MP10. And I'm like you, Matt. I have the iGear Thundercracker or whatever, and I love it. So I'm really kind of looking forward to this Thundercracker just to see how it fits in with the ones that I have. Because that's going to be a deciding factor on whether or not I buy MP11, which is $160. So I'd rather get that first, kind of see how the mold fits in and go from there. I'm just tired of, like, Masterpiece Seekers right now because, honestly, I have, it looks like, 12 Masterpiece toys, and literally 8 of them are different Seekers. And it's like, come on.
Oh man, I'm waiting for my MP Starscream to come in, the new Takara one. What is that? Is it that MP11?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that thing to come in. I bought one about a week ago, and it's en route, and I cannot wait to get my hands on that. That is the one Seeker that I do not have a Masterpiece representation of.
Really?
Not wait. Yeah, I have every other character except Starscream.
That's definitely a surprise. I'm surprised you don't at least have, like, Traitor or something like that for my gear.
Yeah, I'm a little backwards, but like I said, I'm looking forward to this mold, and I've been saving up for a couple weeks now, and hopefully by next week I have this guy, because I'm stoked for it.
Very cool, very cool. Well, I'm excited for you, man, and you'll definitely have to let us know what you think next week. It'll be here by then, right?
I'm hoping so. It's coming from Hong Kong, so...
Oh, gotcha.
You know, depending on, you know, customs and whatnot, but, you know, the estimated delivery date is right in the middle of next week, so I'm hoping, man.
Very cool. Like I said, I can't wait to see your opinion, and I can't wait to see your pictures either, because I really do, you know, like your photography, so yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I take all my cues from you guys, so I owe it to you guys.
Oh, most definitely. Gene's like, what are you talking about, dude? I don't even take pictures.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Really?
I know what you meant, man, but I have to throw that out there.
Gene, just take the compliment, okay, man?
Gene's like, what the fuck is this dude talking about? From you, Gene. It was all you. My motivation. So, yeah, man. But thank you, man, and I do appreciate that, you know. It's nice, the photography, or the photographers on TFW, it's nice to be able to kind of feed off of each other and stuff like that. Kind of a limited group, you know. But for what it's worth, you know, everybody definitely puts their efforts into it, are consistent about posting, and yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Good to be a part of that section of the community or whatever. But all right. That was our hauls for this week. Then we also went over what we're looking forward to. So next week, it looks like each of us is getting a little bit more stuff. And I look forward to discussing that with you guys, as well as anything else that happens, you know, Transformer-wise or life-wise this week. Matt, thank you very much for beginning this co-hosting gig with us for the next month or so. And yep. Hopefully we can keep you on even, you know, after that, man. I really enjoy talking to you, and you're an awesome dude. So seriously.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on. I mean, it's a blast to be, you know, be a co-host, and more importantly, just, you know, kick the shit with my friends for a couple hours. So, no, thank you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And Gene, as always, it's been good talking to you. Most definitely.
Definitely.
Hopefully everything with the house and the car or whatever gets resolved and resolved quick. I know you're having one of those weeks, man.
And yeah.
It happens, dude. They say things happen in threes, so hopefully the next thing that breaks is small.
I'm hoping so, too.
We'll definitely do that. But all right, guys, it's been great co-hosting with you. This is Three Dudes 3D Podcast. Once again, this is TJ Duckett. Visit my site, www.kumastyledesigns.com. I'm here with Grimlock is King, Eugene Eunuch, or is it Gene or Eugene? You're one of my best friends, and I don't know that.
It's actually Eugene, but I go by Gene. I actually have the same name as my grandfather and then a cousin as well, so people just call me Gene because it's easier to distinguish between us, especially since we both live in the same state and about 10 miles from each other.
Oh, absolutely. And whatchamacallit, my dad actually has the exact same name as me, so that's why I go by TJ instead of Theodore or Ted. I'm actually fine with being called Theodore, but especially with what my dad does and stuff like that, everybody in town knows him, so they even see my name and they're like, are you related to Ted Duncan? No, we go back 30 years. So it's like, all right, dude, get out. Get out of the store. So anyway, man, I understand how that goes. And Matt, once again, this is Matt Dennett here, staying in the box, stayinginthebox.wordpress.com. Look at his side of G1 Journey. He just went over the Devastator set not too long ago, and it was actually cool for me to see because I didn't realize how well the Make Toys, their individual bots, homage those until I got a chance to actually look at mine on my shelf and take a look at what you had going on there, dude.
So, yeah, dude, definitely check them out. I'm right in the middle of you know, going through the Devastator set, and a few comments have made that it is really impressive, not only with the Make Toys, but also the TFC. You know, take a look at, you know, some of the comparison figures I have. I think I'm going to, you know, run back through and do a comparison with the Make Toys version. But it is amazing just to see how well they captured, you know, the aesthetics and the silhouettes. And, yeah, check it out because it is pretty interesting to see.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And I do definitely subscribe to your site, actually, via email. So it's nice to see when you've got something new going on and have it pop up right away. Because I'm definitely a fan, man, like I said, you know. I've told you that both privately and publicly, dude. You do some good stuff, and it's awesome seeing, you know, your journey as a collector and a photographer, even outside of just the collection thing, man. So very cool, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much for following. And I'm going to steal about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
everyone listening, please check out this man's the Head Robots Blood Deluxe Upgrade Kit. I have been looking at both your video and the pictures all podcast, and I'm buying this thing, man. This, you've sold me on this. It is amazing. So I'm gonna plug that in for you, and yeah, seriously, everyone, view this video, because this is amazing stuff. And yeah, you definitely helped me convince, so I'm gonna go buy that when I have some spare money. So thanks, buddy.
Well, thank you, man. I'm glad you got a chance to take a look. I'm glad you liked it. But yeah, this kid, you bet, man. Ass.
It really does. I'm very impressed with just some of the pictures you've taken. The review did the trick for sure.
It really. Wow. I honestly have had it on my desk this whole time because nice. I've been here just like fiddling around with it and stuff like that, and it's just damn good. And for me to be this like hyped over a movie mold in general, whether there's an upgrade to it or not, it's kind of a deal, because anybody who has talked to me knows that I am really, really not into the whole movie aesthetic and stuff like that. So yeah, this is definitely a standout upgrade kit, standout mold in general. So definitely buy it and support what Head Robots is doing, because I know they're definitely a company that takes the profits of one release and uses it towards the next. So yeah, most definitely. So all right, did you guys have any other questions or concerns? Wow, I've got my work mindset right now.
Yeah, are you still at work, man? Come on.
Exactly. It was definitely a late night. I lived in the house, kissed the missus, and jumped on the computer to do this. So yeah, but did you guys have anything else to add for this week?
I'm good. I got listed everything I got, so yeah, I'm good.
Absolutely. How about you, Matt?
You know what? Just to all the listeners out there, you know, keep retweeting our stuff. You know, keep putting the word out there, because you know this is a really good crew we got going on. So you know, by all means, keep helping us put it out there, and we really appreciate you listening to us. And you know, like I said, just keep helping us out. We'll keep talking for you. So.
All right. Thank you very much for that shout-out, Matt. And once again, I'm glad that you were able to join and are going to be able to join, you know, for pretty much up until October. So that's an awesome thing. But all right, everybody, thank you once again for listening. Listen, if you like it, share it, retweet it, do what you got to do. Help us get out there a little bit more. It's appreciated. And, you know, the more feedback, the better. And I'd like it if people started, you know, chiming in more with what topics they want to hear us talk about and stuff like that, too. It would really be appreciated. But anyway, this has been Three Dudes 3D Podcast. Today is August 23rd, 2012. Once again, I'm your host, TJ Duckett, along with my co-hosts, Gene Unick and Matt Dennett. Staying in the box, stayinginthebox.wordpress.com. And once again, Three Dudes 3D Podcast signing out. Have a great night, everybody.
Later.
See ya.